Yo, what's up? This is ATG from Discrepancies, and I'm here to let you know about a huge show that we've got coming up on August 6th at Pops. $8 will get you in the door, and it's going to be us versus Inner Outlines as a dual CD release show slash battle royale. We're going to be playing with our friends Ashlyn, our friends Apollo's Daughter, and our friends with Forgetting January. So make sure you come out and have a great time with us. We're all going to be there and having a great night.
He's not me.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove. They come out this Friday, and every Friday there's an all-new music happy hour going on. 10% off any purchase, and free beer from Four Hands Brewery. And of course, vinyl spinning and new records in store from Prince, Nina Simone, and much more. Hey, also, they have a lot of great live in stores on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and this Saturday, July 23rd, live in store from the Langoliers and Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and then come out on Sunday, July 24th, Justin Johnson and Melinda Cooper. Live in-store performance. Both of those 2 to 4 p.m. So come out, grab some new music, check out some fine local music, check out the local music selection there on the shelves. And if you want to get any of your music in stores, please reach out and see how you can make that happen. Hey, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. This episode is sponsored by Game Trader 2 in St. Charles, Missouri. They wanted to tell you about Mo GameCon going on August 13th, and that'll be at Elks Lodge 330 in Afton, Missouri. Tickets will be $10 or $5 plus two canned goods. There will also be exclusive event t-shirts for sale, and vendors. Special guests include Adam Korelick of YouTube and the Rocket Punch Radio and Video Game Show podcast, and many others. There's going to be a one going on, and like I said, lots of great local vendors and competitions and all kinds of things. So if you're into gaming, come check it out. August 13th, 12 to 7 p.m. in Afton, Missouri. Visit mogamecon.com for more information and tickets. That's mogamecon.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast on the internet.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out at Music Record Shop in the Grove with the guys of, or two-thirds of Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Danny and Josh. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Shane.
Welcome back, man. That's like, three, right?
Third time.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Third time, what?
Yeah, you guys just rocked the house, man. We had a little live in store here, which I thought was cool. Like I was thinking about the time you guys were here for the one I put together, and
I remember that. Yeah,
that was that was a lot of fun
for Grove Fest.
Yeah, so
yeah, that was a good time. That was rad.
Back here again, and with Langoliers jamming out, so it was a fun little afternoon. But wanted to get together and talk about Jackal Fest, man. First annual Jackal Fest.
Yeah, it's the first time, dude. I mean, we assume there'll be more than one, but we'll just kind of see how this one goes.
Sure,
well, yeah.
Sure hope so.
I imagine there will be, yeah.
Yeah.
We like to party.
So, yeah. You know,
hopefully there's another one.
Yeah.
Festivities.
Yeah, I'm excited though. July 30th, Jackal Fest over at the Atomic Cowboy, bootleg at Atomic Cowboy.
It's three stages. There's the main stage out back, which is like the big one on the patio. There's the bootleg, which is inside, and then there's going to be like a corner stage that's kind of by like where you walk into the Atomic, or the bar side of Atomic. So like if you walk into Atomic Cowboy and you go straight out the back, there'll be a stage there. There's the big existing stage and the bootleg.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be it's gonna be all in close proximity.
Sure, yeah, full day of rock, man. We got we're starting around like 2 or something.
Noon to 2 a.m.
All right.
Yeah, there's a band at every hour starting at noon.
Very cool. Yeah, and like I've been lucky enough to record with a lot of these guys recently. Bobby Stevens, Dan Johanning of The Wilderness, and Gavin, and all kinds of people, so, and Langoliers. But anyway, so we've been talking about, they're all super stoked to be part of it all and stuff like it. It seems like it's, you guys have been at it for a while here building this, like, community, but we just got all these friends, like,
absolutely.
Just another excuse to get everybody together to have fun and hang out with your buddies.
And that's what this is all about, you know, it's not about coming to see us, it's about getting all our friends together and just having a good time and playing music.
Definitely, man.
It's cool, we have a relationship with every one of the bands, so we've either played with them in the past, or somebody in our band personally knows somebody in that band. Every band's local, so it's all St. Louis. I think that's cool about our fest. But yeah, exactly, that's...
When you guys went through and picked, like, did you guys get to do like a draft or something, or how?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I think we each had up some bands in mind, and then we just, once we got the timeline figured out, we said like, okay, who wants who? And then we each kind of picked like 5 or 6 bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6 and 6 and 6 would be 18. So I think that must be right.
Right.
And it just came together like that. Like, so it's mostly rock and roll and loud and rowdy and kind of in the same vein of what we do, but then at the same time we have a lot of like, I don't know, it kind of like
wanted to spread it around a bit.
Yeah,
sure.
You take a band like the Free Years, who were like old bandmates of Josh, and he has nothing but history with them, and I've known them for years as well.
Same with Rover as well. Been in the band with a couple of those guys.
Yeah.
I've known all the Langoliers boys since they were just little boys.
Right.
12, 13 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Search Parties, you guys go way back with those guys?
Yeah, we used to share a practice room with them. We were kind of both bands.
We shared bandmates for a while.
Yeah. Both bands kind of started up around the same time. Yeah, I mean, the Big Daddy list is Boys Club, Kid Scientist, Search Parties, The Langoliers, Gavin M., Miss Molly Sims, Old Souls Revival, Cara Louise Band, Old Capitol, which is like, I think this is one of their like comeback shows, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Four City Rags, Sister Wizard, The Wilderness, The Manus Brothers, Dub Nub, Our Band, Brotherly and the Leather Jackals, Bug Chaser, The Free Years, and Rover.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty sweet lineup, I think, man. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be a part of it, hanging out that day. I got the day off, so I'm just going to camp out all day and party.
Yeah. Dude, I'll be interested to see who comes at noon and who because we have to be there. We're going to be there before anybody, hopefully, and we'll probably be there later than anybody. So we'll see who survives, you know.
Yeah, we were saying, we like to party. We just got to learn how to pace ourselves for the day, like going going for 14 hours or
right,
so.
Right.
Good luck to everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
plan accordingly.
Yeah.
I just imagine... the Grove is just going to be filled with people passed out on the street.
Just all the rattiest people in there. Atomic Cowboy takeover.
Yeah, no, that's going to be cool. So how'd this even come to be? Like, I mean, who did you guys approach them? We
Drew Jameson does he's like the main booking agent and like just the head honcho for event coordinating at Atomic.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of dates We did like our variety show, and we had done the first variety show, variety hour is what we were calling it. It's just like this thing we were trying out. I think it's going to come back, but it's like maybe a little bit. But yeah, I asked him, I was like, man, if you have anything out back available, anything, we'll take it, and we'll just turn it into something. And he just emailed me one day, like a week later, and was like, I have one thing that just got canceled on July 30th, so if you want, you can do whatever you want. So we just were like, okay, we'll take it, and we'll just, like, figure it out. And that was about it, really. We just called it Jack. I just made a Facebook event and made, like, a flyer for the name, and just were like, oh, we'll start with that, and then we'll figure it all out. And then it just kind of turned into this thing. Yeah, we just started slowly getting the bands figured out, and it's just kind of all... It's been, like, probably 2 months... of preparation.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 1 and 2 months.
I mean, it's pretty well coordinated for a bunch of stoner alcoholics running it. It's really came together.
Right.
It's really came
together.
Jameson's
the big dog that's behind. I mean, he's met with us several times and just helped coordinate everything.
And Kyle, Bobby Stevens' girlfriend, she has been an absolute godsend with, you know, lining up vendors and getting a hold of people and you know, setting up the music record shop to be a part of it as well. And
Drew,
so big shout out to Kyle.
Yeah, for sure. I just met her the other day, so we
Kyle rolls.
Yeah,
sweet girl.
But yeah, Drew's been crushing it, man. You know, he's been on the show. We talked about everything that, you know, he's a part of with, between that and all the music that he's doing. And
yeah,
Grass-Fed Mule.
Yeah, Grass-Fed and
busy
Mighty
man.
Pines. And
he's always either on the road or like, he's got a guitar in his hand or he's on his laptop.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, that dude's such an entrepreneur, it's like crazy.
For sure. So yeah, what we got for tickets? We just gonna do cash at the door or something? Or?
Yeah, $10. If you, there are pre-sale, there is like a Ticketmaster link floating around. If you buy online, it's $7, but the day of is 10. So the cheapest you can get it for is 7, which is, the main thing is we just want, we'd make it free if we could, but with 18 bands, it'd be nice if everybody got a little bit of money, so we're trying to make that a realistic option. There's going to be drink specials all day. Atomic has great food. You can, I'm sure we've all eaten there before.
Flying Mayan Burrito?
I don't know if I ever had that.
I think that's what it are. Something
their along, tacos are close.
Something along those lines. They got some really good burritos and everything. But yeah,
Southwest
good
barbecue chicken salad.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, we it's just a great club or venue and stuff. And there's I saw Aaron Cam and the one drops outside on the stage. But that's, I haven't really done too much outside yet. But but it's still only a year old now or so or. Something like that.
I think it's maybe a little bit older than that, but it's still relatively new. It's new to me.
It's been there for about 2 years.
Oh, 2 years now?
Yeah, about 2 years now.
We've played there once. We played there for the RFT showcase.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And when we did that, it was just like, okay, now I can kind of get a picture of like what this is going to be like.
Because, I mean, that's why
we did it.
That's why we wanted to do this in the first place, because we just wanted to, you know, play out back at Atomic and play on that big stage, and then we got to do it for RFT, and it was...
Yeah, which was rad.
It was really cool.
I feel like everybody I've talked to has been like, man, I just want to play that stage out back. And from my experiences, it's not that it's difficult to get booked there, it's just that they don't really, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think it's just, there's got to be the right event and the right time of the year for the right function with the right.
So I know it takes X amount of money to even fire it up.
Yeah.
And so, they want to make sure that they can collect the revenue back.
Right.
Well, and to jump back on what was like a motivator or behind it, the big thing was the Whiskey War Festival, which is the Manus Brothers Festival.
Yeah.
And it's August 20th at the Broadway Athletic, South Broadway Athletic Club.
Mm-hmm.
But we played Whiskey War last year, and that's around the time that we met like all of our friends. That's when we met and started hanging out with like Old Souls Revival, Manus Brothers. The Wilderness was already friends of ours at that point, but
it's the first time I ever hung out with Neil C. Luke.
Going
and trying to hustle tickets for like the raffle.
First time we met and hung out with the River Kittens, just all these bands that we've started like since then we've gotten really close with, and you know, like you were talking about this big community, and it's just like Monday night you can go see somebody open mic somewhere, but it's all like versions of these like all these like 20 bands pretty much. There's always some of these people somewhere. And we had so much fun, and I'm just like, man, we got to just do something like that.
Right.
We have such a, we could do, I feel like we could do our own version And we just, I did nothing but take notes from them. I mean, we all did, just based on how they did it. We're doing a lot of the similar things that they're doing. But all the while, it's like, they were, I work with Dave and Jake at School of Rock, so I see them like 3-4 days a week, and I always ask them about Whiskey War Fest. I pick their brain about it, like, every time I see them. Like, what else are you guys doing? What else are you doing? You know? And then, Dave Maness just gave me this, like, hour-long pep talk on, like, how to run a festival. It was really rad. That was, like, a week ago. But, yeah, so that's the other main thing. Because we just want to do our own... I mean, there's so many bands to choose from. We're friends with that. We know everybody as far as that goes. We have our pick of musicians because we're just plugged in. We're fortunate we have a lot of talented friends. So it's just, like, let's just... How many bands can we squeeze into one spot one day, you know?
Right.
But...
Yeah, I would. I mean, I love seeing, like you're saying, like Whiskey War Festival now, this your festival and stuff, and like there's everybody's kind of taking initiative to like do some of their own things and like and like I said, putting these big shows together, and it's just cool to see. Inspires me, man. I just had you guys out there, Oyster Bar, to do that second annual birthday party.
Fun.
Yeah, that was killer.
It was a great night, but it got to the point, man. You know, I knew I only had a certain block of time, and I could only fit so many bands, and I was like, and if I felt bad, like not being able to include more people that are very important to me, and
so
it's like I want to. It'd be cool to do something like this for my show also to where I could bring in, you know, 20 bands that are and stuff too. So I don't know. I might throw together my own. My own festival one of these days.
Rock Paper Festival.
Yeah, dude. That'd be sick. Rock Paper Festival.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about maybe something closer to the holidays, trying to put together
it's a cool idea.
A bigger show. And so I don't know. We'll see. Maybe keep an eye out.
Let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you said vendors and. We have all kinds of tables and stuff set up.
Yeah, we have... it's a lot of just, like, local artists. We're going to see exactly who ends up where and what we can pull off. We've been kind of reformulating things, like, as it's getting closer. We were originally going to be on the street, and the street was going to open up another opportunity for, like, as far as, like, bigger space, and we were going to have more options, I guess, and now everything is on the ground, so, like, you gotta be on the property to be at the fest, so we're talking about pulling picnic tables out. It's really gonna be something to see, because I've been going to Atomic Cowboy for too long, and I've just had so many late nights out back at Atomic, but this is just gonna be so different.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, like, I feel like the way it's gonna be organized, we're gonna have vendors along, like, the grassy area where it normally would be those picnic tables. That's gonna be where you can buy merch and where you can buy a little arts and crafts, and just, like, it's all local artists as musicians, but also just, like, yeah, you just have to come check it out.
Music record shop gonna be?
Yeah, Dan Sexar is gonna be spinning records and selling records.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be
very cool.
It's gonna be a good time. You can buy some cheap stuff. And
Caitlin from Notch, just right here, she'll be doing, like, hair chalk and
very nice
hairdos and stuff.
Braids. Bring your spinning money, because I'm sure everybody will have a merch too, and
totally
take home some new tunes with you. Because you're gonna find a bunch of new favorite bands if you haven't heard of all these
bands.
That's
exactly right. And I think another big thing is we wanted to... I noticed where the timing of everything was, and the Whiskey War barbecue happens in June. And then, as far as I could tell, in my personal... You know, within arm's reach of me and my friends and my peers and the bands I know, there wasn't really anything major going on in July as far as big releases or, like... So a lot of people are busy this summer, but we got just... We were talking about this earlier. We got almost every single band that we wanted. I don't know if we were reaching really high, but it just worked out, and we got exactly who we wanted, and everybody's in town, and people are all the bands are excited for it, and we got bands like Search Parties who have, like, haven't played out with us in years. These are people that were, like, we were just, like, seeing them every day, playing shows with them every weekend the first year we were a band, and then we kind of stopped seeing them, and, you know, you just move in different directions, and you just both bands get busy doing other things. And so I'm so stoked for that, because you look at, like, the spectrum, like, but then you have all this other, it's just, I don't know, for me personally, and well, for the whole band, it's crazy, because, like, some of my favorite bands in the city, like, Bug Chaser is probably my favorite band right now. I just saw them at Off-Broadway. Wednesday night, and it's just, it's insane. Right. So good. And they're so underrated. They're just so low on the radar. Like, I don't feel like people know who they are for sure, but they're just so good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Are you going to be able to actually enjoy any of it, or are you going to be running around like crazy and
we're trying to collect a volunteer list and everything to help us. Like, we have a couple stage managers now that'll, you know, help get the bands off and on the stage like quickly, so that way, you know, everyone gets to play, because we're on such a constrained time limit.
Right.
It's top of the hour, and then there's 40-minute sets. So starting at noon, there's a band from 12 to 12:40, and then kind of give your brain and give everybody a minute to, like, take a break. You've got 20 minutes between each band. There's an overlap. The 3 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, and the 9 o'clock hour, you have to choose between one band or the other. But I think given our option, like, given how many bands there are, there's only 4 times, you know. So everybody there can see 14 bands. Everybody should see 14 bands for $10 at least.
Yeah.
Or if you do it right and you do it early, you can see 14 bands for $7. So it's just like, that's as cheap as we can.
Sure.
That's just like as cheap as we can get. As cheap as, you know, considering all the bands. But dude, it's just, I don't know. We've never done anything this big.
Right.
So, I mean, we've done release shows, and we had 5 bands on that bill, and that was crazy to me. That was crazy to pull that off. It's just so different when we're emailing everybody, we're contacting. It's insane. I haven't stopped thinking about it, or networking about it, or promoting it, or
sure.
talking, or meeting, doing things like this. It's been like this for weeks. It's just crazy.
Do you say somebody's listening and they want to put together something like this? Do you have the one thing that you've learned now as putting together this, or
for
one thing that a piece of advice you would give, or
don't do it.
Don't do it.
My advice would be to wait until you're where we are, because we all. I mean, this band has been around for several years. It's taken several years for us to get like some steam, to get to meet all these people, to have relationships with. Like how we do with Atomic Cowboy, we've played with them so much.
Just being workhorses.
Yeah, just wait until you've. This was the next thing for us, you know, and we've just done nothing but enjoy being a St. Louis band. We'll always be a St. Louis band, but we've been. It's kind of been an inevitable thing, but touring is in our near future finally,
sure.
And like some bigger changes are about to happen finally, like permanently. And so we're kind of doing this as like a segue out of being your like every other day kind of band. Like we've been doing that for so long.
So the main advice for it, if you're going to do it, is don't be lazy about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy about it.
Sure. Yeah, it would be pretty sweet, man, if we could like take this show on the road, like this whole lineup, and like travel and, you know, just kind of show the rest of the, you know, country that what St. Louis has to offer.
For sure.
Because, like,
sure.
Because like I said, like, I mean, looking at that, like, it makes me really proud to be a part of the St. Louis community and stuff. So.
For sure.
No, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty surreal the day of, I think, just to think of how many people are involved. And everybody is just knows everybody. It blows my mind.
Right.
Everybody's played in a band with everybody else. Everybody knows everybody's...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, for a big city, it's a pretty small community.
Yeah.
So it's cool that, like I said, we are all friendly together and stuff. And you, like you said, you can go down Cherokee or down here in the Grove or whatever, and you walk around, you're going to bump into somebody you know down
for
here
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Everybody's been in a band together. Everybody's gotten drunk together. Everybody's
right.
fucked everybody.
It's
like, that's just the hard truth.
Right. Yeah.
Brings us all a little bit closer.
Totally.
All right. Well, there's an official Facebook event. And there's a ticket link to Ticketmaster. You can grab $7 tickets.
Yep.
Or $10 at the door. And
it is 21 and up.
21 and up.
And that's it, man.
Yep.
Just take a look at the lineup. That's what I would do if
sure.
I were going to this. There's definitely it's going to be tough to go to the whole thing, I imagine, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And if you're drinking and doing drugs that day, make sure you drink lots of water.
Yeah. Stay hydrated.
Yep.
It's a big one.
Yep. Well, cool, guys. So thank you so much for taking a minute out. And,
thank you, Shane.
Yeah. Happy to help, man. I'm thrilled to be a part of it, man. I'm going to be there rocking out all day long with you guys. So,
cool.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, July 30th, Atomic Cowboy, Jackal Fest. And let's make a big turnout and hope for a follow-up next summer.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Thanks, Happy guys. Jackal Fest. Thanks, Shane. You ruled it.
You ruled, dude.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.